Hey, Sister Robin.
Uh-huh.
Where are we parked tonight?
In a parking lot.
It's a big, dark parking lot.
Well, we're in the dark part of it anyway.
Yeah, we're in the dark part of a big parking lot. Hope you all are doing well. We are coming to you for our edification audio tonight.
Uh-huh.
We just finished up our gathering with the saints, and we wanted to come to you and edify you online like we usually do.
Right.
We had the blessings of traveling and had a really good drive. Got to our town. We're going to preach tomorrow at a farmer's market. Hopefully
yep,
that's going to work
willing.
Out.
Yeah, we'll
Did
see.
We have a good drive?
Oh, it was beautiful. And there was this big bright thing up in the sky.
Yeah, the sun. We haven't seen the sun for about 7 days. We figured out.
Yeah.
We had clouds for 7 days. Now we got sun today, and it was awesome to see the sun.
Everything was so bright and
yep,
pretty.
Yep. Yeah, we had an interesting thing happen today. So we rolled into this town. We told young brother Kuo, go meet us in this park. We got some errands to do. He goes and meets us, goes to the park. We show up right after that. And right after that, two police show up. We're in a park. We're not preaching. We're sitting by our vans. And the police show up. Somebody called the police on us, said we were littering, throwing garbage all over.
And yeah, weird.
It was really strange. And the cop's like, I don't see any garbage. I'm like, we threw garbage in the garbage can.
They were really nice.
They were nice.
Yeah.
Praise God. They both got the gospel.
Yeah.
I think we're going to put up an audio. We're going to put up a witnessing post with a bunch of different witnessing
audios.
Ooh, I better
catch up before I lose it
and
all.
And so we'll put that in there. But yeah, they were really nice. And maybe we'll meet them tomorrow when we go preaching at the farmer's market.
Maybe. Let's see.
So they got the gospel. And yeah, all was good. That happens all the time. People lie and say things. They don't like our gospel signs. They just call the police and say a bunch of lies about us. So.
Hey, let's rejoice.
Yeah, we rejoice. We're walking through Satan's kingdom, and he doesn't bother us one bit because he's a loser, and get behind us, and we're ready to do the work of the Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Amin, what's on your heart and mind
question.
Today? A question?
Well...
It's kind of late for questions.
Maybe not necessarily a question.
I'm ready for
maybe
questions.
Maybe you can just do...
I'm ready.
You're talking about Mormons.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said that we remind them of Mormons, and we were scratching our heads going, what?
Okay, so I just thought every so often it would be good to do some recaps on, you know, some of the stuff like Mormons and some bullet points on their heresies.
Oh, the Mormons, well, let's see, they're founded recently in the 1800s by a man, Joseph Smith, that did soothsaying. He looked into a rock for mysticism. He had, like, many, many, many wives. In fact, one of them was a 14-year-old. He believed that Jesus was going to return to Missouri, and he told a tale of him carrying around 500-pound gold tablets. He literally carried 500-pound gold tablets around. That's their heritage, their founding. Some of their false doctrines are they don't believe Christ is God. They don't preach the biblical gospel. They have all kinds of false man-made traditions and hierarchy in their church system. They believe in magic underwear. In fact, we were at a preach mm-hmm. in South Dakota, and a young man came up and said, I'm a Mormon, and we said, oh. And I said, don't tell me you're a Mormon in magic underwear. What do you do, Sister Amin?
I didn't look.
Well, he lifted up his t-shirt, and he had another t-shirt on underneath that was white, and it's the magic underwear of the Mormons.
Yeah, we've had people do that before.
Yeah, so they have a total different Jesus. They don't even believe he's God. They have a false gospel. They're founded by a man. By the way, Joseph Smith died in a gunfight breaking out of jail. He was nothing more than a con man.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the Mormons are not anything that anyone should follow, although they are zealous. They go out and they work hard. They're Satan's workers, and they're working hard.
Yeah, you know, that's a deception in itself. People see that zeal
yep.
and that dedication,
yep.
and they think there must be something behind it.
And they're actually pretty good with God's word, and they'll twist you around if you're not careful. So you got to know how to witness to a Mormon, and don't let them push you around. Don't let them tell you, oh, no, we believe in Jesus. No, they have a false Christ. They have a false gospel, and Paul says they're accursed, according to Galatians 1.
Yeah, one thing we always notice about them, too, when you witness to them, is one seems alive, maybe, yet hasn't been turned over, and the other one seems like stoic and dead.
Yeah, they usually put like a little bit older person with a younger person.
Yep.
And yeah, a lot of times, several times I've had Mormons crying in front of me because I make them feel so bad about their false religion, which is fine with me.
Yeah.
I want them to see the error of it and repent. So yeah, they get a burning in the bosom
yep.
feeling, when they feel they're in the truth. So they get all these kind of demonic ways going on. They put up these big ornate temples, and they have all these men that are supposedly called of God. It's all outside of the Word of God. It's not true. It's not biblical for today.
Right.
Never was. It was invented in the 1800s. So follow the source and see where things have come from. Test them to God's Word, and all these man-made religions, they fail.
Mm-hmm.
They fail big time.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah,
I like
so
that.
Yes, good to warn. Good to warn people about that. Uh-huh. What else you got, Sister Armin?
Well.
Oh, by the way, we have an article on our teaching blog about the Mormons, so you can look that up.
Yeah, good one to remind you. I was reading in Matthew 8:13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, "Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And that's the one, I believe, where he said he didn't need to go see. He just believed him
right.
if he said it.
Yep.
And I was just thinking, this man believed it because Jesus said it. He meant it. And we could take that same approach when God gives us a promise.
Right.
Or what's waiting ahead of us.
Yeah.
We can grab a hold of that with a boldness.
Right, yeah.
You've been talking with brothers
we
about that.
We can believe those promises and we can...
That.
Expect them boldly to be fulfilled by our Father. He's not a liar.
Yeah, I love that. So
if we can't believe the promises of God's Word, we're in big trouble.
Oh, I know.
But we don't even believe Christ can cleanse us, or He's going to spare us, and He's going to redeem us. So, yeah, we got to believe God's Word.
That should give us strength, sisters.
Amen, amen. Yeah, we were talking about being worthy with some brothers, and it got into quite a detailed, long discussion. It all led out of the word grace, unmerited favor and grace. We were discussing all these false doctrines of the false churches, and we started talking about being worthy, and I wanted to read 2 Thessalonians 1:4-5, so that we ourselves glory in you, that the churches of God for your patience, the body, the ecclesia of God, for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer. Mm-hmm. You look up that word worthy, it means extremely deserving. Entirely deserving. And so I would just encourage all you saints, labor for Christ. Labor for his kingdom. He's deserving of a people that labor for him, and we can be deserving of laboring in the things he's called us to. We can't labor for perfect salvation. That's what he gave us. We can labor in what he's called us to obey, keep his word, preach the gospel, make disciples. We can
Amen.
Do that.
Yeah. I
so we can
that.
Be counted worthy in that, and we can expect what God's promised us, mm-hmm. eternal life, rewards, and to be pillars in his temple. And to overcome, we can get the tree of life. We can have the right to the tree of life, it says in the book of Revelation.
Yeah, and like one brother said today, thank you for not rejecting us when we came to you.
Amen, yeah.
Meaning him to God.
Yep, and forgiving us over 7 times 70, as it says in the scriptures. And
yeah.
A cleansing that's always there ready for us, and giving us the ability to do everything we have to do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, hopefully you're striving to be worthy saints. What else on your mind, Sister Amin?
I was just thinking, like, when we pulled into this parking lot, you probably thought the same thing I did.
What's that?
When we pulled in here, we were here, what, a couple years ago?
Probably.
I don't know. We lose track, but we've been through this area many, many times. And I think the last time we were here, if it was a couple years ago, there was a trucker here.
Yep.
An Indian man.
Yeah, Hindu man.
Or Hindu, yeah.
Indian, Hindu, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, he witnessed to him, and I kind of figured you probably remembered that right away.
Yeah, he came walking right up to me, and we started talking. He saw my tunic, we started talking, and he got the gospel, and he got a challenge of who Jesus was. Yeah, I'll never forget that, man. He's like, thank you very much. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, he was really nice. It was raining, too.
It was raining.
And he was standing out in the rain.
He was standing out in the rain talking to a guy in a turban.
Yeah.
This is our life.
I know, in a parking lot.
In a parking lot.
With other truckers pulling
in. Yeah, it was awesome. It was
so
awesome.
So, you know, I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
Oftentimes when we travel around, we go to the same place or go through another town or whatever it is, a familiar place. Even if it's a few years later, we remember many of the witnessing encounters.
Oh, yeah.
And we just have a heart for people.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of sticks in our mind because a little tiny piece of us was right there.
Oh, yeah.
And we hope for the people, especially the ones who might be, you know, they're listening, they might ask questions, and it's like, wow, that was awesome. And we can give You know, that day that things happen, when we get to witness, we can give God glory for that. And then when we remember him again, we get to give him glory again.
Right,
I love it.
Yeah, and we just hope that they're doing something with what they got. And that's all. That's the best that we can do for them.
Yeah.
And we're here for them. They know how to find us. And, because you love your neighbor and you're always giving yourself a little bit of yourself away to all these people. Not too much so you don't run out. But you love them, you pour into them, and then when you're done, your hands are clean. You got to move on.
Right, yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you have any scripture verse or anything to share? I just have one more scripture verse to share and a thought.
Do you want me to do mine? Or?
Sure, go for it.
Okay. Hebrews 11:6. Well, everybody knows what's in the chapter of Hebrews. We know the faith chapter.
Yep.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Hey, we have something to do. Diligently seek God.
And he rewards us.
Yep. That's a promise.
It is.
We can be rewarded.
Uh-huh.
If we're counted worthy, we get many rewards and many promises. And then we have merit before God.
Right.
Yeah. A brother brought that up today when he closed out our gathering with prayer, and he told us that we can go boldly to God. I thought that was awesome. And it really, this man's had some struggles in his life, and he's really seeing that he can really stand on the promises of God, and it gives him strength and energy. He doesn't have to be weak and timid. He doesn't have to think, I'm not good enough. He can think, you know what, in Christ, I can be who God wants me to be, and I can stand, and I can be cleansed when I fall. And he's seeing how he can have strength in relying, trusting, and expecting the promises of God to be fulfilled in his life. He's finding great strength in that.
Right. Amen. Yeah.
And so that's awesome to see him growing from that and understanding what God's doing in him and being so thankful over it.
Yeah, and a lot of that is from the foundation of faith.
Yep.
And amen. Hebrews 11:1. Hey, we were just in Hebrews 11.
Yep.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yeah.
And I know that faith for me in the beginning, you know, when you're waffling back and forth in your flesh and you're trying to forgive yourself for all the sins that you did, even though God says he forgave you, you know, in the beginning, when
you're trying to move on past it all.
Yeah, you're struggling through it all. And then you just throw it all down because you can't carry it anymore. You just throw it down and say, I trust that you will help me do whatever it is I need to do. I'm going to worry about what's right now before me.
Yeah.
And that faith is like such a solid foundation.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. It's great to see when people grab that and you see the Holy Spirit rise up in them and give them victory and power to walk out this life. It's an awesome thing. And you see them stolen from the grips of Satan.
Yeah.
And the darkness.
Yeah. Yeah, we know people we've labored long and hard over to try to help them through, and it is like extra rejoicing when you see somebody pushing through each time. It's like go sisters, go.
Yeah. And today we had an exciting thing. We got to a bunch of brothers and I got on with a man on the other side of the world, and they all got to meet him, and it was neat. We're all sharing scripture, and that was pretty awesome. This man's all by himself in a dark country. His family turned away from the Lord, and he's just all by himself. He's got nobody there with him. And all of us brothers got to be with him on Facebook, and we plan on doing a lot more Facebooking with him. And he wants to try to join up and unite in the faith. And that was pretty awesome just to see him and to see another man standing. He showed us how he plays his computer. He owns a small business. He plays his computer, and it's sitting right out there with the Word of God playing in his company, in his store, all day long. And he said, people love to come in his store for the peace. It's peaceful, they said, in his store.
Yeah, I think it's awesome because he's like so matter of fact about it.
Yep.
Like there's...
He's like, what else can I do?
No wavering on it. Yeah,
yeah, what else can I do? I'm doing it. He's got gospel tracks out there, and people... He said that the country he lives in is very noisy and crazy, and TV and music and noise all everywhere. And he said people come in his business and go, we like it here. It's peaceful.
It looks like a super big city, and the bigger it is...
5 million people.
The more noisier and insane and chaotic it would be. Yeah.
So that was awesome. We got to... I get to encourage him via messenger, and he got to meet with brothers, and so we're thankful for that we could help him be a light in a dark place, and he encourages us as well. So so that's awesome.
Praise God.
I just had one last thing to share. We gathered today and we did the Lord's Supper today, and I wanted to read this passage, Luke 22:17, to close out here. Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks and he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. He took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup, after saying, the cup of the New Testament is my blood, which is shed for you. So I just want to read that to you. It's an awesome thing to ponder about what the Lord's done for us, his broken body, his shed blood, his victory over death and sin. So ponder all of that, what he did for us. And I hope that, as we talked about, as his people, his saints, his children, I hope we're all striving to walk worthy. And we can walk worthy by his Spirit and his word. Amen. To walk worthy for his glory. And how do we do that? He did his part of the covenant perfectly. We walk and carry out our part of the covenant. See, Christ had a thing to do. You and I couldn't do it. He could do it perfectly. He did it. He secured our salvation that way. Then God says, here's the part of the covenant I want you to do. I want you to follow him. I want you to obey him. I want you to preach him. I want you to teach and make disciples about him. Teach them to obey. We can do that. We can't do what Jesus did. He did it perfectly. We can live out the covenant, our part, and do it and be strong and trust in his promises and look and hope for all the future things that God said will come to pass. And we can be bold about that, knowing it's going to come to pass.
Amen.
I hope that edifies everybody listening. Anything else, Sister Amin?
Just thinking about the saints out there, hoping everybody's striving on, praying for you, and love. And if we were face to face, I would cook you a meal.
Amen.
And we'd be happy to break bread together. But if not, the marriage supper of the Lamb awaits us.
Amen. Amen. And as Paul said in Ephesians, I think it's Ephesians 6, do everything to withstand, and then saints, stand.
I love that.
So we're going to withstand, and then you stand and trust in the power and the promises of God.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to leave it right there. We love you all. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out all the new Ecclesia Gathering audios we just put up tonight. And then check out the top of the page. We always put new videos and pictures and all kinds of stuff to edify.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. We're out of here. We got to get some sleep. We got to go preach the gospel tomorrow, Sister Amin.
Are
you going to be ready?
I'm ready now.
You're ready now?
I could be, yeah.
Well, then you'll be ready in the morning, too.
Sure hope so.
We might go and do a second preach tomorrow, too, as well. We shall see. We'll have some video and audio on it if it happens and the Lord gives us tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
All right. Love you all. Check out our website. Shoot us an email. We'd love to encourage you. Sister Amin, what do we always say and what do we always mean when we end these?
Well, I'm going to add a little bit in front of it and say, glory to God. May he be praised.
Amen. We love you all. Hold fast.